there is a celebrity feud going on that I'm fascinated by. So you know I love a celebrity feud. Anytime you have like Taylor Swift going after Kim Kardashian, you know, or Kanye and Drake battling it out on social media, I love a celebrity feud. But for the most part, you know, there's feuds in different like, I don't know a lot about, like, country music I'm just getting into, so I don't know a lot of the country music feuds, you know. I don't know a lot of, I know the rap feuds, and I know the big celebrity feuds. But apparently there's a big feud going on in the kindergarten world. Apparently on Sesame Street, Elmo and a new character called Rocco, who is a rock, have been having this, like, long suffering rivalry. This has been going on for a while, and now it's reached like peak shade. So I wanted to play this for you because this just went down on Sesame Street, and I gotta tell you, someone's gonna throw down.
Oh wow! Hey, could I please play with you too? Please, please, please.
Okay, that's Zoe.
I'm going to play with just Gabby, but Emma can tell that Zoe really wants to play.
Yeah.
So yeah. Now we can play too.
All right.
Yeah, we can all have fun together.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds fine.
It's Zoe and Elmo are talking, and Gabby is the human. So Gabby, Zoe, and Elmo are getting together, deciding that they're going to play together.
And you know what? There's somebody else who wants to play too.
Who?
Someone else?
Yeah. Rocco.
Rocco.
Oh, Rocco.
So Elmo's rolling his eyes right now.
He doesn't like Rocco.
Doesn't like, he has his hand over his face like, oh, not Rocco. Oh.
Yeah, Rocco. He's my pet rock. And he's my best friend. And he wants to play with us.
Zoe, rocks can't play.
Oh, Rocco can. He's a very special rock. He can do anything. Go on.
Elmo's not into this at all, but he can't get out of it because Zoe's his friend.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah. Rocco says hello.
Elmo didn't hear anything.
Well, nice to see you again, Rocco.
So are you going to let him play?
Well, how much trouble could a little rock be, right?
Well, okay.
Great.
Bet okay.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. Ready?
Okay, Elmo's very reluctant here, but they decide to play with Rocco.
A, B, C, D.
So now they do the alphabet game where they jump up and down and they say the alphabet. You know, you're supposed to do it with them and you jump up and down.
Rocco's just a rock. He's not even a puppet.
Yes, he's an actual rock. It's Zoe's pet rock. And her best friend, apparently.
Zoe's got issues.
Listen, Zoe has an imaginary friend, but it's not so imaginary. It's the rock.
It was a great workout.
It sure was, Rocco.
Yeah. Workout? But Rocco didn't even move.
See?
You were just too busy to notice.
So, what should we do next?
Oh, Rocco's got a lot of things he wants to do.
Of course.
I mean, like, it's the funniest thing. And that's just one video. I found, like, four of them that I went through where I guess somebody brought cookies for Zoe and Elmo. And they put three cookies down. And they put down two chocolate chip and one oatmeal raisin. So the oatmeal raisin ends up in front of Elmo. And Rocco gets a chocolate chip. And Elmo says, I want the chocolate chip cookie. I don't like oatmeal raisin.
Right.
And Zoe says, sorry, that's Rocco's cookie. And he's like, but it's a rock. Yeah, okay, it's Rocco. That's my friend Rocco. But he's not going to eat. Yes, he is. He's going to eat that. He doesn't have a mouth. And I'm telling you, like, Elmo is just throwing a tantrum. He's like, I'm taking that cookie. And Zoe is like, over my dead body. Like, they almost, yeah, it's bad.
So Zoe is out of her mind because she thinks a rock and you are liking it.
No, I'm not liking it at all. I think it's pretty...
It's just pissing Elmo off.
Listen, here's the thing. Zoe is a three-year-old monster, okay? So first of all, she's a monster. Second of all, she's three. So when you're three, you have imaginary friends or you make friends out of inanimate objects. The problem is, I think that there's really a battle going on between Zoe and Elmo, and they passive-aggressively talk about each other or to each other through Rocco.
But why is Elmo playing with Zoe? Because Elmo is like 26.
No, he isn't.
Yes, he is. He's been around since a long time. So he's like 26, so she's 3. That's just weird.
No, Elmo's 3.
Elmo is not 3.
Okay, so Zoe's been around
in the 90s.
Okay. Zoe's been around a long time, too. So chronologically, she's not 3. But for the purpose of Sesame Street, they're both 3. They're 3-year-olds. And they play together. But what I'm telling you is I think that there is some real beef going on between Zoe and Elmo. And they both yell at each other through Rocco.
Oh, so it's gonna come down to them beating the shit out of each other.
I think it's deeper than that. See, for me, okay, so I'm an adult now, so I could compartmentalize these feelings. But when I was watching it, it kind of reminded me when my parents were getting divorced. And I was like, you're going to trigger 5-year-olds who are watching this show. Because my parents got divorced when I was like 4. And they would talk to each other through me. I was a child.
You were Rocco.
I was Rocco. That's what I'm telling you. Like, my dad would say things to me, tell your mother X, Y, and Z. My mom would be like, no, tell your father, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I'm 4. You know what I mean? But I was Rocco. Mm-hmm. So I was triggered watching this. I'm like, that is exactly what's going on. There are going to be children out there. I'm calling out Sesame Street right now. There are going to be children out there who are watching this that are like, hang on, I'm Rocco. Zoe's my mommy. Elmo's my daddy. And there they are fighting through me. Well, this whole rivalry going on isn't cute. It's going to send 5-year-olds to therapy.
I know how you can get away from this and not be triggered. Stop watching it. You don't need anyone. That's why Sesame Street is not for people in their 30s to watch, because it's going to trigger you. It's for 3-year-olds like Zoe.
No, but that's what I'm telling you. I can compartmentalize it. I understand that this has nothing to do with me. These are not all those feelings that I had all those years. That's all been, I've dealt with it. I'm over it. I'm done with it. I'm just telling you, Sesame Street, you're going down the wrong road here.